O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu luz check engine, luz ABS o luz de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Victoria's outgoing Commissioner for Aboriginal Children and Young People, Meena Singh, says the state's proposed youth crime laws failed to address the causes of the problem. The contentious Adult Time for Violent Crime laws introduced to Parliament on Tuesday will see children aged 14 and over charged with violent offences dealt with in the county court. Ms Singh has told NITV a punitive approach towards children damages their chances of rehabilitation.
I mean, we see so many children and young people who are in youth justice systems who have had experiences of as victims of family violence. So they're seeing violence used against them in a really personal way in what's supposed to be the safety of their home. And so if we're not addressing what it means to be a victim, if we're not addressing what it means to experience violence, then we're leaving too many children and young people to see violence as a viable option.
Jointly managed parks in Western Australia are creating more opportunities for Indigenous rangers to work on country. In the Gascoyne region in the state's mid-north, parks are expanding and new ones being developed, with cultural knowledge steering land care and conservation. The agreement with the WA Governor gives Yingidar people a stronger voice in how their land is managed. Yingidar Assistant Ranger Leslie Snowball told NITV the work gives her meaning.
Working on a place where my ancestors would be and still are is incredible. I feel connected spiritually and physically as well because I just get to walk on this land where they could have travelled also.
Volunteer firefighters say conditions are expected to ease in the coming days for at least one of the two bushfires in Western Australia. WA has been hit by two emergency level bushfires, one in West River and one in Wagon. A farmer from West River was killed while fighting the blaze. Brent Allen, who led the two-day fire rescue operation in Geraldton, says conditions have improved significantly.
We had conditions overnight quite benign, so it's meant that our crews working overnight have really managed to tie up the loose ends. So we're quite confident now that barring a drastic change to weather forecasts, that we can really get this tied up. And look, there's still plenty of work to do. We've got probably 2 days left of blacking out, mopping up, making the entire area safe.
Governments and aid groups in Indonesia and Sri Lanka are rushing to get aid to hundreds of thousands stranded by deadly flooding. The death toll from deadly storms in four countries in Asia, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand, has surpassed 1,300. In central Sri Lanka, Shifthi Farida, a 58-year-old widow, says she and her family left their house in the middle of the night and ran for their lives when a landslide struck, triggered by a deadly cyclone.
I live in my son's house. When the neighbouring house got washed away, we all ran for our lives. We somehow escaped and saved our lives. We have no house to go back to. We lost a lot of our people.
Across the country, officials say 336 people remain missing and 1.2 million have been affected. Hundreds of army and police personnel have been deployed to regions hit by landslides to retrieve bodies. Russian President Vladimir Putin is holding a closed-door meeting with Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in the Kremlin. The meeting is a crucial moment for Ukraine following days of frantic diplomacy kicked off by a unilateral U.S. plan to bring peace, which has since been revised under pressure from Ukraine and its European backers. Before the meeting with Mr. Kushner and Mr. Witkoff, Mr. Putin accused Europe of sabotaging the peace deal with their amendments. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says any plan must actually end the war for good, not just lead to a pause in the fighting that began with Mr. Putin's offensive in February 2022. US President Donald Trump says he is feeling good about the prospects of a peace deal to end Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II.
We're trying to get that settled. I've settled 8 wars. This would be the 9th, and our people are over in Russia right now to see if we can get it settled. Not an easy situation, let me tell you. What a mess. It's a war that never would have happened if I were president.
Pope Leo XIV has called for dialogue between the United States and Venezuela amid growing fears of American military action. The US-born Pope says there are mixed signals coming from the United States in the dispute, noting a phone call between President Donald Trump and Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro and speculation of sending US troops. He says through diplomacy, the Vatican is seeking to defuse tensions.
Regarding Venezuela, together with the local bishops' conference and with the Vatican ambassador, we are searching for ways to calm down the situation, mostly for the good of the people. Because very often it is the people and not the authorities who suffer in these situations. It is better to find ways to have dialogue and perhaps use economic pressure and find other ways to change the situation.
Pop star Sabrina Carpenter has criticised the Trump administration for using her hit 2024 song Juno as the soundtrack for a TikTok video showing immigration and customs enforcement agents detaining people during raids. The video was shared by the White House on Monday. In a message on social media platform X, Carpenter called the video evil and disgusting and says she does not want her music used to benefit what she called an inhumane agenda. The Grammy Award-winning singer joins the list of more than 24 musicians, including Neil Young and the Rolling Stones, who have objected to President Donald Trump's use of their music. In a statement, White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson says there would be no apology. Australia's economic growth is set to accelerate to its fastest speed in more than 2 years on the back of a rebound in government spending. Economists expect data released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics later today will show annual growth in the nation's gross domestic product accelerated from 1.8% to as much as 2.3% in the September quarter. That would be the strongest growth since March 2023. The Commonwealth Bank's economics team says the acceleration is driven by a rise in public investment, which increased by 3% in the September quarter. And in football, Sam Kerr has helped lift the Matildas to a 2-0 triumph over New Zealand in their last match before the Asia Cup. Goals from Alana Kennedy and Hayley Russo came in Kerr's first game on home soil in 2 years in Tuesday night's friendly in Adelaide. Kennedy told Network 10 the team has already adopted an Asian Cup mindset.
So I think it's just trying to do what I can when I get the opportunity. And for us, we looked at this game as a second game in the group stages and at the Asian Cup, and the mentality going into that game has to be a strong one. So, for me, it was focusing on what the team needed.
Kerr delivered an emphatic 45-minute reminder of her talents and importance to Australia's Asian Cup chances next March. Kerr missed last Friday's 5-0 blitz of the Kiwis in Gosford with a calf complaint and last played for the Matildas in October 2023 against England. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, mostly sunny 30. Melbourne, sunny 29. Hobart, partly cloudy 24. Canberra, sunny 29. Wollongong, sunny and 25. Sydney, sunny 26. Newcastle, also sunny and 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy 28. Cairns, showers and a possible late storm 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny 35. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.